Time for another edition of The Greenhorn with Parker James, brought to you by the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the National Beef Checkoff.
Howdy, folks. This is Parker James with Your Ag Network and The Greenhorn. Today, I've got the pleasure of speaking with Amy France, and she is the chair of the National Sorghum Producers. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Parker. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. Tell all of the young producers that are listening right now what benefits they can get from incorporating sorghum into their planting.
So sorghum is usually in competition with corn, but where sorghum really shines is needing less water and less inputs. I did not come from an agricultural background. My parents are both retired music educators, but what my father-in-law said, who was a generational farmer, said, you know, the 1980s where it was really tough, sorghum was the only thing we could afford to put in the ground. So low input costs, but still yields even in tough times. So that's, you know, my little tidbit on what sorghum looks like and getting started into sorghum. Definitely a low input price crop, but can yield just as well, if not better.
With all the uncertainty in agriculture in today's times, do you think it's a good time to start looking towards planting more sorghum?
I do. You know, where we're seeing a lot of these issues, we continue to talk about how the input prices continue to rise. We're seeing tariffs affecting that. We're excited to hear that there's some exemptions, but to keep an eye on some of those things like 2,4-D, that's something that we use in all of our fields. And so we're trying to be very cautious of what our input cost looks like. And so sorghum to us makes financial sense this year with the uncertainty and with looking at where we stand financially.
Excellent. Amy, I know that you say that you don't come from an agriculture background, but there's a question I have to ask everyone I interview. If you would have a piece of advice for a greenhorn just getting into the industry right now, what would it be?
I would say, you know, you're a greenhorn and I speak to a lot of green hands. And so I always say, raise your hand, say yes, walk through the door of opportunity and take advantage of what's next. You never know what it is with the person that you're going to say hello to, with the opportunity you're going to say yes to. It truly is who you know, and surrounding yourself with good mentors, because I know that just sitting around listening to the guys that have been farming for years, they truly have the best advice. So surround yourself with good people and say yes to opportunities.
Those old time stories, I swear, if I can get a story about a 1980s blizzard, I will sit there and listen to it forever. I love hearing those old producer stories.
Well, talk about the blizzard in May. What was that like? 2012 for Western Kansas. I never thought I'd be like one of those farmers that like, do you remember the blizzard from 2000 or whatever? But I now can tell the story, and we were without electricity for 10 days that year. So yeah, talk about tough times. We had to scoop snow to melt over an open fire to feed our bucket calves that year.
That is an old school story right there. Well, thank you so much for your time, Amy. Thanks for telling us a little bit about sorghum. Any parting words for all the young folks out there?
Keep doing what you're doing. We depend on it.